Friday is April Fool's Day, and I always think that nobody cares anymore. Like, the days of the pranks are long behind us.
Well, the thing is like, most of the jobs that people do nowadays, right? You could be a prankster in the office 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you might even be a legend, Anna. You could be an icon of the office. Mm-hmm. Somebody that people would clap on the back and celebrate and warn the new guy about, hey, look out for that one. They're the prankster here. But nowadays, let's be real, you'll get fired.
100%.
Like, if somebody is bothered or upset about it, like, you're going to be packing up your stuff, putting it in a box, and everybody around you going, what are you, crazy?
I feel like it's so socially unaccepted anymore to do pranks.
Right.
Like, even Punk'd. And what was the other one, too?
America's Funniest Home Videos used to do that hidden camera thing all the time.
Right. And the hidden camera one, my mom was on that when she was young. Candid camera. So she went into a store, and she went to go pay for her stuff, and she went and she used cash. She had a $20 bill. And the guy who was the host at the time, I don't know how we didn't figure it out, he took the $20 bill and says, we don't accept cash here, it's dirty, and ripped it in front of her. And my mom said, oh, okay. And like, she just went into her wallet and got a credit card and like, completely unfazed by the fact that this man ripped a $20 bill.
You know, in that same camera shot, right? Because they always run like three or four scenarios where people come in.
Yeah.
One of those ladies at least gave the big eyeballs and then went to smack him.
Right.
Or they gave the leering look to the husband. He's not going to like that. You're on candid camera.
Can you imagine right now if somebody just took a $20 bill and just ripped it in half and said, we don't accept cash here, it's dirty?
Listen, man, right. That's a quarter tank of gas right there. What do you think you're doing?
Did you ever do radio pranks? Because we're not allowed to do those anymore either.
I mean, I was a part of a couple, and I've witnessed some larger ones, and I've seen people get fired, and I've seen people get suspended, and I've seen other people put in a lot of work, and nobody cared whatsoever.
Dumbest one we ever did was that we would play sound effects of a cat all the time, just randomly through the show. We would act like we didn't hear it, and we would just play these cat sound effects until people realized what was happening, and they were pulling over their cars and searching their cars.
Looking for cats.
Looking for cats in their car. And then, like, finally somebody was like, hey, are you guys doing that? And it was really my co-host that was running the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so many people were pulling over, we had to stop.
You nearly got suspended.
Right.
Good.
Goosefava.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Sometimes you do all the right things and you're so proud of yourself. And then you step on that scale, and it's been happening to me for the last 3 weeks, and I'm just stuck at that number.
Mm.
You know, it'll go up a pound, down a pound, but I can't break that barrier and get below it. And it's called plateauing.
Well, you're thinking to yourself, what can I do to break out of this, right? Because you need progress.
Yeah. Amy Linus is from fitbodyvibe.com. She's a fitness expert. Amy, is it normal to go through this plateau time?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's so normal. And what happens most oftentimes is when that happens and you're being super, super strict, doing everything right, you are typically not eating quite enough. So you need to start adding more food and fuel back into your diet. Yes, it works for a short period of time to pull everything down while you're trying to cut and get that metabolism moving. But also think about your metabolism as like a fire. So it's going to start smoldering and burning down. But you have to add more wood back to that to get it fired up again. So the same is true of your body. Whenever you decrease everything so much, you have to add a little bit more food and fuel back in as everything's getting revved up again.
Oh, thank God, because I've been dying for some Cool Ranch Doritos, and I'm going to go home and eat an entire family-sized bag of it.
You did it because you were ordered to. It was the best thing for you, truly.
Amy told me that if I want to lose weight, I have to eat this giant bag of Doritos, and I was like,
I did. I was like, get it, Anna.
I was thinking it would be more, you know, healthy choices. More of them, but healthy choices.
Yes, healthier choices. You're exactly right. More frequently, too.
How many calories would you add, like, to see a difference? And, like, what kind of things would you eat to break the plateau?
Yeah, so I'd add in about 250 extra calories a day and try to make sure those calories are coming from, like, lean sources of protein, starchy carbs, and fibrous carbohydrates. Keep the fats, you know, at bay and try not to have any saturated fat within those fats added in.
So we'll just get you a protein that looks like a Dorito, like a pork chop.
Yeah, we can carve some chicken breast for you, make it look like a Dorito with some spice on there.
I always hear that, like, the best way to go about it is, like, a protein shake. Like, add in a protein shake every day, and it's magic.
Yeah, I will tell you this. So if you have any of those Girl Scout cookies laying around, I actually throw a thin mint into my shake every morning, and it actually makes it taste a heck of a lot better. It gives you a little sweet tooth you're looking for, too.
You have protein shakes that you recommend, too, right?
I do. I'll have to get you some. Nature's Answer, plant head protein. It's really, really good.
Awesome. Yeah, if you want to learn more about Amy, get more tips, workouts, nutrition, all of that, she's got you covered at fitbodyvibe.com. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, guys.
All I can think about is Thin Mints now.
All I can think about is Cool Ranch Doritos.
Wow, what a combo, you two. Y'all sound pregnant.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's the movie theater edition of All I Need to Know About You. 1-800-330-9999. What drives you crazy that people do in movie theaters? Raven, if you refuse to accept that movie theaters have assigned seating now, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, I actually love assigned seating.
Me too.
At this point, it's changed the entire game for me right now. And I don't mind paying a couple extra bucks for it or whatever. I think it's fantastic.
I like the corner. The top left corner is like where you'll find me hiding all the time.
Here's the thing. I don't have to care about where it is that you like anymore because I don't have to worry about you being in my seat because I've already got mine assigned. I'm a middle guy. Middle row, middle seats.
But a guy in the wrong seat at a theater refused to move. And then he caused the scene before leaving, and of course, the video went viral.
I pay my money. I have a right to it.
Sit in your seat, correct?
Yes,
seat. That's not your seat.
How can you tell us that my seat?
Because your ticket has your seat number on it.
Whatever. All right, I paid my money.
Great.
Does anybody
please
here
don't
think
come back.
It doesn't matter where you sit? It's not assigned seating.
It is.
Go sit in your own seat.
Thank you.
I'm not going to.
Like, what are you fighting about?
Do you think that the other customer actually cares where the guy sits? I don't think he does. I think he's just like, sit down, bro. Like, I want my movie to start at this point. You're giving me a headache.
This went on for about 5 minutes, and then the management had to come get involved.
At this point, you are disrupting the show for these fine folks. We're going to ask you to leave. We'll get you a refund, though.
I don't know. I might want to be taken out in handcuffs now.
Sir.
I want more than just a refund.
Okay.
Can I get a drink?
We'll take care of you in the lobby.
Fine.
See that? Here, just take the nachos, take your soda, and get going, man. Hit the road.
I like that you can hear the people videoing eating their popcorn. Like, they're watching the show before the show.
Free popcorn for everybody after this, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this delay requires that. We're going to need some free popcorn for everybody.
1-800-330-9999. Movie edition of All I Need to Know About You.
If you leave your popcorn container and cup or anything on the floor at the movie theater, that's all I need to know about you.
Isn't it embarrassing? Like, aren't you embarrassed of yourself? Like, there's garbage at the back of every single theater. Why don't you carry out your garbage? I'll never understand people that leave it in their seats.
Seems like a pretty easy thing
to
do.
Yeah. They do it, though. A lot of people do.
No, you're right.
We had a boss that told us at the movie theaters, they expect you to leave it at the seat. And I was like, what movie theater did you work at in high school? They expected you to leave your garbage there.
Right. I mean, if we were doing that, like, leave a tip on the seat. Like, it doesn't make any sense, right? If you're going to pick up my stuff, I should leave you a couple bucks. Yeah. Huh? That doesn't make any sense.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven, movie edition, All I Need to Know About You.
If you're constantly texting during a movie, that's all I need to know about you.
I feel like in the last couple of years, like, we lost. Those that had etiquette at the movie theater, like, it's over. Like, you gotta know in your heart that somebody's going to be texting during the movie. And the truth is like, nowadays, you can't confront people in public. Like, you just don't know what could happen. Anything could happen. We've seen terrible examples of this. If somebody's texting, I think it's terrible, but I'm not going to tell them not to anymore.
You know, I don't even realize it. I know people, I know, like, the light coming up and all that. It doesn't faze me one bit. Like, I don't pay attention to what other people are doing in the theater.
Oh, if you're sitting in the first couple rows in front of me and I see you and you're on your phone, that would drive me insane. I really have to put in an effort to avert my eyes.
So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's issued a final ruling on what they call the adaptive driving beam headlights.
Okay.
So here's the robot guy from the internet explaining what it means, okay?
Listen up, America. Adaptive driving beams are finally going to become legal. The system uses cameras and sensors to pick out other cars on the road. In a way, your brights never fully turn off. They only dim their beam in the select spots necessary so as not to blind other drivers.
Huh. Why is the internet robot guy always in some weird room where there's like a DJ spinning like trip hop behind them? What is that about?
I like when he starts like this.
Listen up, America.
Listen up, America.
Listen up. If you want to be a patriot, pay attention to what it is that I'm saying.
So basically saying there's going to be fancy new headlights, and it makes me wonder what's going to happen to high beams, because I've always been very cautious about the high beams, because
yes.
You know how I feel about them.
I do. My car actually has adaptive high beams.
Really?
At first, I thought the car was broken when I first bought it. But yeah, it has it, and they actually work really, really good. If you leave I tend to leave it off because I want to control that. Most of the times I don't need the high beams. Like if you've got LED or whatever, you know, headlights, they're pretty bright anyway. So you don't really need the high beams, but they do work.
But the thing about the high beams is that, I mean, sure, they're meant to so you to see better while you're driving.
Right. That would be the whole, you know, part of that. But you believe there's other messaging involved.
Oh, 100%. Like there's a whole like different reason why you use high beams. And I looked on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Do you know what they call it?
What?
Your optical horn. It is your optical horn to warn people of things. Now, you have to be cautious because it depending on what state you're in.
Yeah.
If you flash your high beams to let somebody know that. Maybe there's a speed trap ahead, or maybe there's an accident coming up.
Here we
go. It can be legal or not legal. But in the situation I was in last night,
yes.
I was reminded at how dangerous high beams can be.
Okay, now, please tell me the situation, and then let's reveal why it is that you believe that this is so dangerous.
There was a Honda Civic that was driving in front of me, and the back lights were out. And the front lights, when I went to go past this Honda Civic, the front left light was on and the right light was out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like...
So one light for the entire car.
And I go, uh-oh, this could be one of two things. This car has obviously a malfunction and needs to be repaired.
Some sort of electrical issue.
Or it's a gang initiation.
Here we go. Anna's theory.
So am I the only one that grew up thinking that if somebody had their lights off and they were driving at night and you flashed them to tell them that they didn't have their lights on, they would follow you and they would do terrible things to you. They would injure you because that was part of a gang initiation.
Yeah,
whenever
pretty
I
sure.
bring this up, you think I made this up in my head.
Yeah, no, I think it was part of a horror movie or something like that. I mean, here's the thing for me. Don't flash your beams at me like crazy. I was coming down the road a few weeks ago and somebody started flashing their beams at me like crazy. My wife goes, maybe there's a cop ahead. And I said, so? I pay my taxes. Like, I'm driving the regular speed limit here.
Mm.
I'm not running like a rocket ship. Don't flash your high beams at me to warn me of something that's coming up over the horizon, unless it's like a catastrophic accident or like Godzilla or King Kong is in the middle of the street.
Or maybe a tree fell or something important that you need to know
about.
Seems
like I would have probably some warning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if the bridge isn't out, I feel like I'll make it.
I'm just saying. If you see a car with no headlights on and they're driving in the dark, don't flash your highlights. Everybody knows that's incredibly dangerous.
Do you have any other rules? I mean, if you drive with your hazards on more than a mile, my thought is your car probably shouldn't be on the road unless you're part of a funeral procession. Like if you've got some sort of thing that you're like, I'm just going to be on the highway doing 40, your car should probably pull over.
I agree with that. What do you think is a sign? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I know this drives you crazy when it happens, but it happened again this morning when I woke up. Someone is using me as a vessel to get their message out again.
Here we go.
So for years, I don't have a particular attachment to this song, but randomly over the years since I've been on the air, this song, I will wake up stuck in my head. Here she goes. She's going to break it down. And I swear that it's because they know I'm going to talk about it on the air. And it's a message that somebody wants me to get out to somebody that's listening. How many times has this happened over the years?
I mean, you keep bringing it up. I think that it's a huge song.
Mm-hmm.
It just randomly gets played from time to time. And then you get that earworm thing that happens to pop up in your dreams. I'm not sure that I believe it's actually like your great aunt reaching out to you and telling you something.
No, I truly believe this is a sign, but it's not a sign for me. I think that like this is like somehow from the other side, they're using me as a sign. Like whenever I get this in my head, they know that I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
And they know that I'm going to get it out there because I won't get it out of my head
for that
until
one
it happens.
Night. You become a medium, right? You become the nation's psychic.
If this message is for you. You don't have to answer. Here you go.
What message would that be for somebody?
I don't know.
What, the jazzercise?
I don't know.
Buy leg warmers? What would the message be?
I think that sometimes people just see signs.
Yeah.
And it's just a real thing. Do you ever see signs?
I don't say that I necessarily believe in signs. I mean, I would probably think that it was a hallucination.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that, you know, people see them all the time, right? So, you know, if somebody's like, oh, it rained on your special day, then it's good luck. Like, I'm more of the type where I'm just like, shut up. Can't you just say that the weather stinks today?
Mm.
That's not me.
I'm not
the sign guy.
I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text anytime. I definitely believe in signs. I asked a good friend who passed away to give me a sign through white flowers when she sees me. And now every 6 months, I go, and I guess she died from breast cancer. And whenever she goes for her mammogram, she sees white flowers when she shows up to the doctor's office in one way or another.
I'm always looking for a sign like at the roulette table or something like that.
Yeah.
I just want somebody to be walking by with a big flashing number that's like, put it on this and you're going to be rich.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your signs?
So when I have a dream and I know that this person in my family or this friend has passed away, and I say to them in my dream, for example, Grandpa, you're not supposed to be here right now. And he goes, I know. I see that as like a check-in just to let you know that, hey, I'm there.
I believe that. 100%. I think that people come to you in your dreams and talk to you. One time my grandmother came to me in my dream. We were about to put an offer in on a house. And all she said to me was, don't buy that house in Italian. That's all she said. And then I had to wake up and tell my husband that.
Right. And I'm sure he was thrilled.
Thrilled. But we didn't buy that house. Yeah. Today, I am a messenger, Raven. It has happened again. Raven doesn't believe this, but 1-800-330-9999. Do you believe in signs? Periodically, I wake up with this song stuck in my head, and I have no attachment to it whatsoever. Good breakdown, girl.
Yeah, and you believe it's a message from the other side.
I believe that they know somebody's going to be listening when I'm going to play it on the air, mm-hmm. and that is a sign for them for whatever they need, and it happens randomly over the years.
And my favorite part of this fantasy of yours where you become all of a sudden a medium
yes.
for this person uh-huh. is that you have no idea what it means.
Nope.
What's on the
no
song,
clue.
What's on. You just get it stuck in your head, and you believe automatically it's a message.
But
we were at a dance party on Sunday. We heard the song.
No, that was different.
That's not the reason?
That was the sign that's triggered it. What do you think? What do you think are signs in your life? Because I believe that sign is sent to me to, like, get the message out. 1-800-330-9999. Dana and Raven.
Ever since my mom passed away, whenever I see a butterfly, I know she's there. I have a tattoo on my arm of a monarch butterfly from my mom.
I mean, butterflies show up a lot. You always hear people say that. Anna and Raven, what do you think is a sign?
Hi, my name is Christy. That song has very special meaning to me. My grandmother's name is Gloria. And whenever I am going through a tough time, a dark moment, that song pops on the radio. And it is her way of telling me, I'm there with you. You'll get through it. I got in the car. That song was on. And I said, I have to call in. So maybe that message was actually for me this morning.
Well, I hope. Tell your grandmother I appreciate her using me as a vessel. But it disrupts my show. She's with you.
And her dream state.
Yeah. Right.
We hope you have a better day today because of it.
Anna and Raven, do you believe in signs?
I would see for months and months. I would even say a year. Every time I would look at the clock, it would say some form of 123, 1123. Months later, I got married to somebody else on January 23rd.
Yeah, numbers, like people really believe in all the numbers and like when they show up and them having special meanings.
I mean, you chose the wedding date, yes?
Well, that's like kind of, you know, I guess it may be a double-edged sword, but I don't know if I chose it because I kept seeing the signs, but, I mean, we're happily married.
Right, so it worked out,
well,
right?
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Anna and Raven, do you believe in signs?
Absolutely. I get a sign every single day. My mother passed away this past September, and we were extremely close. And she would text me every day, all day, and she had told me, before she passed away, that she was going to figure out a way to text me from heaven. So I have her phone still, and I had shut off the service, yet her phone, her text tone goes off every single day, no matter, it's not any specific time. I have text everything. There's no voicemails. There's no text. There's no anything. But her text tone goes off every day, multiple times a day.
That's
on
insane.
Her phone.
Wow. I believe it. Raven doesn't believe me this stuff. I do.
Saying, freaks my husband out. It's crazy, but I can say something like, oh, I haven't heard from you in a while. And 5 minutes later, the phone will go off.
See?
And it's her text tone that she has set.
I believe in all of this. And the text messages that are coming in right now and the stories. One woman says that she smells Portugal randomly. It reminds her of her grandmother. She brought it up to her cousin. Her cousin smells the same thing. So if this is for you, there's your sign today. That's your sign.
And college basketball's biggest night is underway.
There can be only one champion. And now we join Anna and Raven's coverage of the March Fadness Tournament.
Well, everybody's all pumped up for basketball around here, looking to crown the biggest fad of all time. We started with the Sweet 16. You can see the full bracket at annaandraven.com. We narrowed it down to the Elite Eight. And now we're going to the Final Four. Already in the Final Four, Pokemon Go, Crocs, and Cabbage Patch Kids.
So this is the final battle of the Elite Eight here.
Yep. It's a big deal. It's a real big deal. Now, you're going to decide who's going to be the final contender in the Final Four. Up first today, Beanie Babies.
The biggest toy craze in history.
They would just lunge and grab.
A Beanie Baby is a small stuffed animal that fits in the palm of your hand. You almost feel like the Beanie Baby is a little person.
That's a crazy person speaking right there.
Speaking of crazy people and Beanie Babies, I watched the Beanie Baby documentary, and there was a woman who was bragging about the rap that she made about Beanie Babies.
How was
Beanie it? Rap. It's a beanie rap.
What?
It's a beanie rap.
Whoa.
I'm all tied up.
I didn't actually hear a rap in that. That was singing.
Right.
But maybe Beanie R&B?
Yeah.
Is that what that was, an R&B groove?
Well, it was called the Beanie Rap.
Here's the thing. Beanie Babies, as crazy as they were, and people flying to England to get their hands on these little dolls and all that stuff, it's still going up against the unexpected prowess of the waterbed. The waterbed is alive and well, Anna Zapp.
The waterbed was definitely a fad. I will say that. Beanie Babies, I believe, one day will make me rich because I have an entire bin full of them, including my prized possession, of course, the Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
It's over, man.
It's not. I still have plenty of time to make tons of money on that. And one day, when I'm rich, you'll be sad that you put me down for all these years for having it.
There was a time when you could find an abundance of waterbeds on Craigslist, right? And you would pay, I don't know, $150, $200, and you would need a trailer to go pick up all the pieces of it because the elaborate wooden headboard would make it seem like it was the back of a large ship.
Oh.
Like a sailing vessel from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pirate ship, really.
Started with the Sweet 16. You can see the full bracket at annaandraven.com. Got dwindled down to the Elite Eight. And now Cabbage Patch Kids, Pokemon Go, and Crocs have made it to the Final Four in March Fadness, looking to crown the biggest fad of all time. We need to know who's going to be the final contender. Up first today, Beanie Babies.
Beanie Rap. It's a Beanie Rap. It's a Beanie Rap. I'm all tied up.
She doesn't actually do any rapping.
She does rap.
Oh, she does.
It's so terrible that I opted not to air it. No, it's just terrible.
Okay.
But what could go up against Beanie Babies, one of the biggest fads of all time? None other than Raven's favorite thing in the world, waterbeds.
I'm telling you, circa 1994, 95 in Los Angeles, I had myself a monster waterbed. That thing was massive. Mirrors along the back wall. It was crazy. Probably weighed a good 1,200 pounds once you filled it up with water.
It's a visual I don't want to think about. All right, but it's going to come down to you. Which one is making it to the Final Four? 1-800-330-9999. Is it going to be Beanie Babies or waterbeds?
Waterbeds.
Yeah.
Is this possible?
I'm telling you, people have fond memories, Anna Zapp.
Do you have a waterbed, or did you ever have a waterbed?
My uncle did, and I used to love laying on his bed because he felt like you were in the water.
Nice.
Love it, love it, love it.
Like swimming in the middle of January.
Who wants a pool in their family room, in their bedroom? Anna and Raven, is going to be waterbeds or Beanie Babies making it to the Final Four?
Definitely Beanie Babies.
Oh.
What's your prized possession, Beanie Baby?
Zip the cat.
Oh.
I mean, you say it like you know which cat beanie baby that is.
There's
you have
so
no
many
idea.
Cats. I have so many cat beanie babies in that bin. I don't know which one is Zip.
No,
but he's
supposed to be valuable.
But that's what they say about every beanie baby I've ever been told about before.
I Googled it. It immediately comes up.
$72,000 just sold.
$24.65. Okay.
Oh, just hold on to it for another 100 years. Yeah. Make sure it's in the plastic like Anna's.
All right, what's it going to be? Beanie babies or waterbeds?
Waterbeds.
My gosh.
People love them. Did you ever have one?
No, but a friend did, and it was fun.
See?
I'm going to guess I know what kind of friend. Okay, Anna and Raven, is it going to be beanie babies or waterbeds?
Definitely beanie babies. The only people that had waterbeds were like freaks. You know, I had a cousin who had a waterbed when he was a teenager, and he was like a star football player. It was gross. It was gross.
I want you to imagine that same friend, all right, right now. You can imagine him in high school or now with a tote full of beanie babies next to him. Mm. And you tell me which one is creepier. All right, buddy.
Right,
thanks for the call.
Right.
But all right then, buddy.
Okay, what's it going to be? Beanie babies or waterbeds?
Obviously waterbeds. Nobody has waterbeds anymore. And I still know people who collect beanie babies.
Who? Who's still collecting beanie babies?
My uncle.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's creepy.
Right.
Right. I'm just going to put that out there.
He says it's his retirement fund.
Well, that's a bad choice. terrible financial planning.
No, I do believe.
Literally better off digging a hole and sticking his money right in there.
No, I believe they'll be worth something in the future, but not the ones now. The ones that I collected in the 90s like a normal person.
Okay, whatever you say.
She said, obviously, waterbeds. Am I the only one that like can't believe waterbeds is even a contender in the Elite Eight?
Don't deny the waterbed prowess.
I can't believe it. I'm even going to say this, but the underdog is going to come out on top. Waterbeds makes it to the Final Four, beating beanie babies.
It ain't the size of the bed, Anna. It's the motion of the ocean.
Okay. Sometimes your parents just drive you crazy. They do. They just drive you nuts, even if it's an adult. Raven, what happened?
Oh, well, I had to catch a ride with my dad the other day, and I knew it was going to be painful before it happened, so the anticipation of it made it even worse, of course, right? So he picks me up, and here's the thing about my dad. He drives 5 miles below the speed limit, no matter what road he's on. City streets, highway, whatever it may be. If it's the highway, frankly, it's even more than that. 50 on the highway, all right? Even if it's like a 65-mile-per-hour zone, 70, wherever you are, 50 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, that just being a painful experience for me because I'm a fast driver myself. He also has this thing where he doesn't actually stop until he's like right 8 feet away from somebody's bumper. So we're, you know, you're going at 50, but you can see that there's a line of traffic up ahead and they've stopped. And I mean, he can see it. Obviously, he's got plenty of time to digest the information, but he doesn't hit the brakes until you're about 10 feet off the bumper. So you're constantly in this mode of, oh my God, I think we're going to die.
So whenever I'm in a car with my dad drives. Like, are you in the situation where your stepdad always drives?
If he was catching a ride with me, he would have a heart attack in the back seat. So, yes, he's definitely going to have to drive. If we're riding together, he's going to have to drive.
My mom will never drive if I'm in the car. Mm. I always drive. I drive her car, but like she will never drive if I'm in the car. And I like it like that because driving with your parents is terrible.
Are you critical of her driving? Have you been at any time before?
It's just...
Or she just defers to you automatically?
She defers to me.
Okay,
you know,
that's nice.
We were talking about this the other day, actually, my friends and I, my cousin Angela, is that I don't know if it's like an old school mentality, but like when we were little, they didn't drive outside of our town or our city. So anytime that there was like a highway, our dads had to drive us wherever we had to go because our moms didn't drive on the highways. And like even though obviously they do now, they're still not comfortable doing it. They're allowed to.
Thank God for the proclamation.
The one thing that my mom does though that drives me crazy is that she constantly compares me to my sister. She's like, oh, you know, I know what Laura did, right?
Oh.
Yes, yes, Mom. I know.
And she did it so well, I'm sure.
Always. Every time. Yeah. She doesn't even realize that she's doing it. What's the thing that your parents do that drives you absolutely crazy? 1-800-330-9999.
It's the driving. They even tease now because I can't deal with the... My mom stopped, like, on the highway. I can't.
If they stop on the highway, it's a problem.
Yeah. I would address that. I saw somebody stop in the left-hand lane the other day.
Really?
Yes. And, the cop is pulling them over, and they stop in the left-hand lane, and I'm thinking, well, that's definitely going to result in a terrible ticket for you now.
Yes.
Like, if there was any question before, if you are impaired in the slightest, you are going to jail.
She gets scared.
No, I get it.
But you can't just stop.
Once you get afraid, you should not be in charge of, like, a 3-ton vehicle. Like, you know, that's kind of one of those
things. That's why I get the keys. Right. Yeah, that's why.
Even as an adult, your parents still can drive you crazy. What's the thing they do that drives you nuts? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
My dad has recently joined Instagram, and he constantly sends me videos via Messenger of people falling down, getting hit in the head. I mean, I wake up in the morning and I'll have like 16 videos to look at.
I mean, he's just giving you your entertainment. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Every time I open Instagram, there's 15 or 20 new videos to look at. And he's shocked as to why I don't watch every single one. He's like, what else do you got to do? I have anything other than that.
Remember when email first became popular and the forwards? People would forward the dumb emails with, like, the dumb videos and the dumb pictures and all that.
Yes.
I remember that was such a big thing because it was, like, 7 years after everyone stopped forwarding emails and I would still get them from my parents. And I'd be like, yep, hilarious, Mom. Glad you sent this to my Yahoo. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do your parents do that drive you nuts?
Okay, so my dad, he just got that, like, find my friends on the iPhone, and you know, he's been tracking me basically, and so he's so worried about, like, the crime in all over the world right now, so he'll be like, hey, why are you down there, why aren't you at home? He'll be texting me random times of the day, like, hey, what are you doing, I see you're here. And I'm like, yeah, stop, you know, like, he's a worrywart.
Anybody but your dad, you're calling the authorities on.
Only your dad can track you 24 hours a day. Only your dad.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do your parents do that drive you crazy?
They like to give me tips on renovating my kitchen, but I don't want to renovate my kitchen. So they just, like, every time they come over, they give me notes on, like, what could be better about the kitchen. But they don't understand, like, I love the kitchen. Why would I change the kitchen? But every time. No, without fail.
That's funny, right? They show up at your house because your parents will always have something to say about your house or apartment.
Every time. Like, my dad doesn't come over all that often because usually we go to their house. But when he does, he will, like, do the lap around the house and be like, when are you going to fix these windows over here? I told you 100 times, these windows, you just throw money out the window with the heat. That's what you do. It's like every time they got something to say.
Hey, Ann Raven, what's that thing your parents does that drives you crazy?
My parents do not know how to navigate the apps on TV. So if they magically find themselves on Netflix, I have to spend a half hour with them on the phone to get them out of Netflix and onto HBO Max. It is a whole ordeal, and it is so annoying every time.
We will leave pages and pages of instructions. I think I even emailed or texted my mom videos of how to work our television last time we went on vacation because she house sits for us. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back on the last day and she's watching, like, the Spanish version of, like, cable access, something that's coming in from some strange antenna. And I'll say, Ma, why are you watching this? She'll be like, oh, yeah, I couldn't figure out how to get it back to that thing. So for 8 days, you've been in television purgatory? Terrible.
My mom watches this Italian soap opera on the Italian channel every night at like 7 or 7:30. And Hayden, my 13-year-old, has to go on Monday mornings and program it into like the DVR so that it records in case misses it every single week. I forgot what's the name of that soap opera.
There is a button on the remote that says Netflix.
No, right.
Like just press it.
No, no.
Exactly.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Tim and Stephanie. Stephanie, what's going on?
Okay, so Tim and I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she has asked us if she could get laser hair removal. Just on the lips and, you know, the kind of sideburn area on the head. You know what? I feel like she's pretty much done growing. She feels really self-conscious about this, so to me, I think that that's actually a good investment. I don't think it's a big deal, and I think that that's going to make her high school experience a lot more comfortable and pleasant for her.
And Tim, you disagree with us?
No, completely. I mean, she's a child, right? I mean, we're talking about doing a cosmetic procedure when they're not even 18. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know how, I mean, kids that age are, it's a tough age. I think that she's going to be so much more confident, and I just think it'll actually be really good for her.
Well, what other cosmetic procedures do we want to have done, honey? Do we want to have a septum pierced now? Do we want to, what if she comes in and is like, listen, I want to get my neck pierced or something. Like this
That's
is ridiculous.
Different. This is something.
Oh, okay.
This is the only thing she's asking for, and I totally understand. You know, I feel like I had a lot of hair at that age too, and it wasn't great. Kids, they do make fun of people for things like that.
I mean, even if you just have to take care of something every day, right? I mean, it's something that becomes a bother, and if you're self-conscious about it, I don't know. I mean, to me, Anna, I put it up there with braces or something like that. You wouldn't tell your child who's suffering from acne that they can't see a dermatologist or whatever if they had the mindset to do it. If you thought that there was something you could do about it, I mean, you'd probably want to do something about it, but that's just me.
I'm just curious from a standpoint of 14 years old, will it work long-term?
Right.
Because I just wonder, like, is she done growing, and that, like, you make that investment, and it's a pricey investment.
Mm.
And then is it going to just come back in a year because they're not done with puberty?
You know, something like that. Like, I mean, don't you need touch-ups anyways as an adult? But right. I mean, when you're still forming, I mean, who knows what it could do? It could change the whole physiology of the area.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Stephanie, that what's the big deal? She's insecure. This is going to make her less insecure. And at some point, she's going to have it done anyway. You might as well just do it now. But they may see 10.2. Mm-hmm. She's still a child. And to have an elective cosmetic procedure she really doesn't need is just ridiculous.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Score with Anna and Raven.
It's 14 too young. It's really what it comes down to. Tim and Stephanie have a 14-year-old daughter, and she has a lot of hair on her lip. She has a little sideburns, and she would like to go and get it laser removed. Stephanie doesn't see the big deal. It's her daughter. She says it makes her feel comfortable. She's insecure. What's the big deal? Tim says, she's only 14.
Yeah, well, you know, Dad is upset about it. He thinks that this sets a precedent, right? We do this time. What do we do next time? How is it going to affect her actual body? But I think Mom can sympathize a little bit more. Like, she's been there. She understands what it is to be a teenage girl. Certainly a lot more than Tim does.
What do you think, though? Is Tim right that at 14 it's a cosmetic elective procedure? Why? Why wouldn't she wait until she's older? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
The mother's side. Because, well, if her daughter will feel more confident with the hair removed, she might have a better, you know, teenage years if she's self-conscious. Plus, it is something that will last for a long time. Many girls do it. It's not a new thing. And it's definitely not compared to a piercing.
To me, if you can afford it, why wouldn't you do something to try and make one of your family members feel better? You know, all this talk about this builds character or you're not old enough or whatever. Is that true? Like, if something hurts, you know it hurts from the first time it hurts your feelings.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's old school mentality to be like, oh, no, she's still a child. Let her have that hair. It doesn't make sense to me.
My only question is it going to, you know, be a problem for her going forward? Will you do more harm than good for the future years? If the answer is no, then I think it's pretty cut and dry.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Tim and Stephanie have a 14-year-old daughter. She has a hairy upper lip. She's got sideburns. She would like to have laser hair removal. Mom doesn't see the big deal with it. You know who does see a big deal with it? Dad.
Yeah, Tim thinks that it's not a great idea. He's like, first off, what happens after this, right? We say at 14 you can do this. What's she going to want at 15? What's she going to want at 16? You know, we have to accept that we're still growing. Some of us have imperfections, and we can't change all of those things. When she's older, she can make a better decision.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court.
I'm on the wife's side. Go ahead and have it done. It doesn't affect you in any way. I've had it done. 5 years later, she might have to have it done again.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi. Okay, I'm on the mom's side for sure. I think that when it comes to laser hair removal, it's not invasive, and it's better than putting chemicals on her face, something that will last for probably a year at least or forever, and it will make her more confident.
I think it's easier for moms to sympathize with the daughters.
Well, they can relate, sure. Yep. And Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on mom's side because I don't think there's any point in this girl's life when she's going to wish she had hair on her lip again.
I agree with that.
You might change your mind about the piercings or the tattoos, but you're never going to want hair on your lip again.
Yeah. Well, hey, the mustache was very big during the Final Four. I saw that, but no, I get what you're saying.
The only thing that's questionable is, like, you know, right now, thicker eyebrows are very much in, right? But I know a lot of friends and my mom that had tweezed and waxed for so many years that they have no eyebrows anymore.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
But I don't know if the lip is going to come back with that kind of vengeance.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Stephanie, our audience agreed with you. She's feeling insecure. Like, it's a new era. It's not like when we were growing up where we weren't allowed to do anything. You know, if it's going to make her feel more confident, just go ahead and get it done.
Yes. I'm very glad people see it that way.
I just feel like this is a slippery slope. You know, what is she going to want breast implants, you know, when she's 17?
No, like, she has a good head on her shoulders. She's a reasonable person. I think this is a mature decision. I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
We got to give her some credit here.
All right. It looks like you guys got a plan. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $4,100 thanks to Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Silvana, you ready to go?
Okay, thank you.
Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. When the door closes,
okay. He
can't hear us. It's soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Excellent. Ready. Thank you.
Number one, John Travolta's 11-year-old son adopted the rescue dog that Jamie Lee Curtis was snuggling during her Betty White tribute at the Oscars. John Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis starred together in what 80s dance aerobics movie?
What 80s dance aerobics? John Travolta, 80s dance aerobics movie. Oh my God, I can't remember.
Time's up. Number two, Nick Lachey has apologized after he got aggressive towards a paparazzi and punched their car window. Besides Nick and his brother Drew, who was the third member of 98 Degrees?
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Number three, Alec Baldwin and his wife Hilaria are expecting their 7th child. She's a fitness instructor, and she has a chain of New York City studios that practice what?
Spin.
Number four, the final trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was released, and in the trailer, Dr. Robotnik has returned with a new partner named Knuckles. What actor that played Bloodsport in the Suicide Squad will be voicing Knuckles in the upcoming movie? Okay. Now, this is not going well, Silvana. Number five.
No, it's not.
All right. Sarah Jessica Parker and her husband Matthew Broderick are back working together and starring in what Neil Simon Broadway play?
Oh my God, what was the name of the play? I know this. Something that took place in the 60s. I know they play like 3 different couple characters.
Yep, all that is right. Just give me the name of it.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right, Silvana. No, I know it's hard when the lights are on, but you know what? You gave it your best shot, and you know, you're going to get a t-shirt. All right, so
thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Silvana didn't get any.
Wow. Okay, let's see here. $4,100. Let's see how I do.
Number one, John Travolta's 11-year-old son adopted the rescue dog that Jamie Lee Curtis was snuggling during her Betty White tribute at the Oscars. John Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis starred in what 80s dance aerobics movie together?
Perfect.
Yes.
Love Jamie Lee Curtis.
Number two, Nick Lachey has apologized after he got aggressive towards a paparazzi and punched their car window.
Saw that.
Besides Nick and his brother Drew, who's the third member of 98 Degrees?
Jeff Timmons.
Yes. Number three, Alec Baldwin and his wife Hilaria are expecting their 7th child. She's a fitness instructor and has a chain of New York City studios that practice what?
I'll just take a shot and say yoga.
Yoga is correct.
All right.
Number four, the final trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was released. And in the trailer, Dr. Robotnik has returned with a new partner named Knuckles. What actor that plays Bloodsport in the Suicide Squad will be voicing Knuckles in the upcoming movie?
Idris Elba.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number five, Sarah Jessica Parker and her husband Matthew Broderick are back working together and starring in what Neil Simon Broadway play?
You know, I have no idea. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
No, just make that up.
It's a lyric.
Okay.
Right?
The Plaza Suite.
Could be Peter Gabriel. I stole that lyric from.
All right. Plaza Suite, which I heard is fantastic. I'm sorry, Silvana. He beat you 4-0 this morning. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Silvana. Hold on.
Better luck next time. $4,200 tomorrow, Anna.